My wagons are still straggling through the city. I shall need appropriate garments. It will be my great pleasure, the steward said. And so Ned had come striding into the council chambers, bone-tired and dressed in borrowed clothes, to find four members of the small council waiting for him. The chamber was richly furnished. Moorish carpets covered the floor instead of rushes, and in one corner 100 fabulous beasts cavorted in bright paints on a carved screen from the summer aisles. The walls were hung with tapestries from Norvas, and Cohor, and Lice, and a pair of Valyrian sphinxes flanked the door, eyes of polished garnet smouldering in black marble faces. The counselor Ned liked least, the eunuch Varys, accosted him the moment he entered.
"Lord Stark, I was grievous sad to hear about your troubles on the King's Road. We have all been visiting the Sept to light candles for Prince Joffrey. I pray for his recovery."
His hand left powder stains on Ned's sleeve, and he smelt as foul and sweet as flowers on a grave. "Your guards have heard you," Ned replied, cool yet polite. "The prince goes stronger every day." He disentangled himself from the eunuch's grip and crossed the room to where Lord Renly stood by the screen, talking quietly with a short man who could only be Littlefinger.